I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is a day of celebration. This is a day of drama. This is a day of transition. We look in the church, and I was awestruck when I came in here at 7:30 this morning, and I want to thank all the people who worked so hard yesterday to make today's celebration possible. I want to thank Kathy, who made the banner. I want to thank the florist, Sanathia, who made sure that this decorated cross is in place. I want to thank all the people who contributed memorial flowers. I want to thank you all for making a special effort to come here this morning. For this is the day of the resurrection. This is Easter. This is a time of great joy, because this day of transition, we know something and we affirm something that is new in the face of the planet. For up until the time of Jesus, people thought that life is all there is. When you're dead and in the ground, that's it, baby. You're in the ground. And maybe people would remember you, but there was not much else. But with Jesus, they experienced a loving presence in their lives. They experienced, as Paul says, about 15 years after the time of the resurrection, they experienced Christ. It changed their lives. Their lives were forever changed, and they passed on this message. Our reality now with Jesus is different. Our reality is of the Christ who gives us energy, who gives us love, gives us courage, and gives us a willingness and an insight to put up with all kinds of things that people before us did not understand. For with God, as understood by Jesus, who they followed, they were experiencing Messiah. Not in the way that traditional Jews had thought Messiah would be, but they were experiencing a transitional moment where love matters, where acceptance matters, where forgiveness is important, where with the courage of love in us, through that presence of Jesus in their hearts, in their minds, in their understanding as Jesus Christ, Messiah, life goes on. Life does not end. Life transforms from this life to the next. And the spirit of life and love carries forward. That is an important statement then, but it's an important statement now. For then and now, we have people thinking that this is all there is. And I've got to get all the money I can get so I can get all the toys, because when I'm dead, it's done. But as Christians, we know something different. We know that God's love is there for all people, not just those of us who are here today, but God's love is in the world and for all people. It's known as prevenient grace. It's for all people. And the resurrection is an affirmation of that. And we're celebrating that affirmation of unending grace. The celebration that life is for us forever. People today have been citing experiences of people who were close to them, who they still experience after their physical life on earth has done. They're dead. But people say, I still have that experience of so-and-so in my life. I still talk to my mom. I still see my sister. I still experience her presence. I experience the presence of my brother. I'll be out gardening, and all of a sudden, he and I are talking politics. You should hear the conversation. But there is a sense of life goes on. There's a whole understanding that we are in love with each other and we're forming the community of heaven now, but this community carries on. And that's exciting. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to try to gather up all the money in the world for now, because this is all there is. We are not alone. Life moves on. And we do that because of today, the experience of people who were witnesses to experiencing Jesus. They experienced Jesus in a new way, not in a physical way, but in a way that was alive and real in their hearts. Look at some of the early witnesses that we have recorded. Peter, we all knew about Peter. The fisherman, when he was alive, when they arrested Jesus, he denied Jesus three times. You all know about that story. What happened to him afterwards? There is good evidence that he had opportunity to deny Jesus again after the resurrection, and he would not. He transformed. He stood up for the values of Jesus and the love of Jesus, and he would not deny Jesus when he was being forced to. And the end result was, because he would not deny Jesus, he crucified him upside down. An even more horrid death than Jesus had experienced. But he would not recant. He stood up. In the early days of the Christian church, in the first century, there were a number of opportunities where Christians, these early Christian people, were persecuted severely because they were going against the known hierarchy of divinity of the Roman state. And these Christian people stuck to their guns, stuck to their sense of, I am with Jesus, and I stand up for Jesus, and I stand up, and the power of Christ is within me. And the Holy Spirit was with them, and they went through terrible persecutions. If you want to read about some of the persecutions, it's incredible what people went on with. There's one of a woman whose name is Phoebe, and she was pregnant, and she was forced into the Roman Colosseum, and people watched as she and her baby were torn to shreds for the cheering crowds. But she would not recant her faith in Jesus. She had a transition in her life and put up with things that far more pain than we could imagine. We live now in a time where there's an insidiousness in the world, where our faith is often dissolved rather than attacked frontally. It's almost like what happened with Facebook and how Facebook, or I don't want to malign Facebook, but those, though I don't use Facebook very much, but the social media today and how social media can come into the minds of people and dissolve common sense. You know, the off button does work, but it isn't used often enough. And I see teenagers often, their lives are wrecked. I've worked with families whose kids have suicided because of things that happen through social media to them. And we all know about the bigger suicides, like the young woman in Maple Ridge and other people. But there's many, many, many more examples of that. And it's an insidious dissolving of people's resolve. And also we find people's faith being dissolved. But on this day of Easter, the love of God shines through. And we can depend on the love of Christ. The last day of Jesus was yesterday, symbolically. Today is the day of the Christ. The resurrected Jesus is the Christ. And this is what we celebrate this day. So when you feel that you yourself are under attack, when you feel alone, when you feel disheartened, when you wonder what's going on in my life, take a moment, be quiet, and turn to Jesus, and call on the power of love of Christ to come to you. And just say, in my loneliness, here I am, Lord. I need to know more about what's happening to me. And you'll be surprised how prayers get answered. Not always in the way that you expect. because somebody may all of a sudden call you who you haven't heard from in 10 years. Or something else will happen. And it's not just a happenstance of life. I believe there's more going on. I believe the love of God is at work. I believe that when you have the experience of somebody who is special and precious in your life, all of a sudden who's died, but all of a sudden you feel their presence with you, that's real. That's real, and that's God alive in our lives. So we celebrate today. We celebrate the sense that we are not alone. We celebrate there is a great transition, and we celebrate that transition which we call Easter, with the love of God alive in all of us and alive within our hearts. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. As I close this moment of talking, we're going to now re-establish and restate our baptismal vows. We're going to be having what's known as the asperges, where I will sprinkle you with holy water, and if you have glasses, you may want to take them off. And also, I remind you that all are welcome to receive the Eucharist this day, for this is the Lord's Supper, a time of remembrance, a time of celebration, and a time for all of us to reconnect to the family of God universal. May God bless us all. Amen.